Have you heard of Steve Gillette? If you were alive in the 1960s and liked folk music, there's a chance the name rings a bell. Gillette never reached the top of the charts, but he's a very talented singer-songwriter. Many of his songs have been performed by artists you have heard of, including John Denver, Gordon Lightfoot, Ian and Sylvia, Nancy Griffith, and Linda Ronstadt. The Bells in the Evening appears on Gillette's debut album released in 1967. The album, simply titled Steve Gillette, stands as one of Steve's finest recordings. The Bells is a bittersweet, actually sweet bitter, song of love blossoming in the spring and fading away in the fall. It's a song full of immense joy and sorrow that combine in a mixture of incredible beauty. The song is also replete with imagery. When you listen, what images come to your mind? I've revisited The Bells in the Evening, adding in some compositional upgrades and the sound of my new guitar. Here's my cover. Down by the brook that runs through the dell, listen to the ringing of the evening bells. Standing in the shadows of the green gold hills, hear the chimes, remember them well. Walking together in the fields of spring, when the sound of our laughter set the bells to ring, a fair beauty shone in the sun on the dell, set the flowers spinning, spinning like a carousel. Sweet berries growing in the glen by the score, and each one sweeter than the one before. But down the path that we traveled o'er, can't hear the ringing of the bells in the evening anymore.
Springtime love turns to memories like the green turns to gold on the cottonwood trees. But down the path that we traveled o'er, can't hear the ringing of the bells in the evening anymore. Down by the brook that runs through the dell, oh, listen to the ringing of the evening bells. Standing in the shadows of the green gold hills, hear the chime.